Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Facebook, it's a social media giant. Mark Zuckerberg came up with it, and now it pretty much governs a lot of people's lives. If it goes down for like a few minutes, people start throwing themselves out of windows and setting fire to things. It's crazy. So over in the UK at the moment, they're holding a hearing into just how pervasive and invasive Facebook has become. And one of the people who's giving evidence against the tech giant is Frances Haugen.
Frances Haugen worked as a data scientist for Facebook and released tens of thousands of documents about its inner workings.
We are literally subsidizing hate on these platforms. It is cheaper substantially to run an angry, hateful, divisive ad than it is to run a compassionate, empathetic ad.
Yeah, Frances has gone whistleblower.
That's it.
Oh, it's a growing industry, the whistleblowing industry. You just basically dish the dirt on what your employer has done. Not easy to do, though, if you're like a train driver on an old locomotive. You know, I'm going to blow the whistle on you. Like, yep, that's your job.
Yeah.
Or if you work in a whistle manufacturing plant. So I'm going to blow the whistle. Yeah, if you could test the new whistles, we'd appreciate that. Hard to be a whistleblower in those industries, but for Facebook, they'd be shaking in their boots at the moment.
Even more amazing, she's still in the public eye after being a whistleblower. Mm. Usually when someone becomes a whistleblower, they either go missing or they make themselves, like Julian Assange became a whistleblower.
Yeah.
Was hiding in an Ecuadorian embassy, I think, wasn't he, for like 8 or 9 years or something like that.
I think the worst that Mark Zuckerberg can do to Frances is unfriend her. that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Frances has been given a lot of evidence about Facebook, and it's pretty nasty when you hear about how it helps, you know, promote hate speech, and especially when how it promotes bullying amongst our kids.
Facebook's own research says now the bullying follows children home. It goes into their bedrooms.
It's become like the boogeyman.
Yeah.
I think Mark Zuckerberg's under my bed. I saw him in the closet. He's waiting to bully me.
Back in the day when me and you were at school, like if the bully was bullying you, all of a sudden the school bell would go at the end of the day and then you'd be like, oh, it'd be like the sheep and the wolf in those old Warner Brothers cartoons where it's just like they're clocking at the start of the day. They're sort of almost mates. And then during the day, bitter enemies by the end of the day.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, we'll go our separate ways. I'll see you again tomorrow.
No relief for the poor kids. Yeah. And of course, it is helping to promote extremism.
The algorithms take people who have very mainstream interests and they push them towards extreme interests.
Yeah, extremist groups gathering online. We've seen some of this happening, you know, in the US earlier in the year following the elections. And then here in Australia, like anti-vax groups organising protests. There's other extremist groups like Badly Stuffed Animals. That's people that have been brought together to show off their bad taxidermy jobs.
Oh.
It's a real group. There's also Benyo Soja, which is a group in Japan that gathers together to clean public toilets. That's what they do for fun. And there's also a group called Boob Quake, which is working together to discredit a claim by an Iranian cleric that women's exposed cleavage causes earthquakes.
Oh.
These are some of the extremist groups that Facebook is helping to
let them have their little voice and promote whatever
pretty
they're
much
peddling.
So, yeah, Frances Haugen has gone full whistleblower. Good on her. I'm going to follow in Frances' footsteps this morning. I'm going full whistleblower, Hutsy.
Okay,
on
what do you got?
You.
On me? What did I do? I'm a good boy.
I've got the dirt on Hutsy.
Oh, God, again.
Apparently, Hutsy likes to tell everybody that he's on a diet, but then when he gets home, he eats chips and ice cream.
What? Who you been talking to? How much did they pay you?
It's evidence. I've leaked it all. It's all available online. Apparently as well, Hutsy, he says he puts his washing away, his clean washing that's been taken
it
off
does
the line and
yep,
it's in the
away
basket. But he actually just puts it in a cupboard and hides it.
You're putting away. You're putting
Are you disputing this
now
evidence?
I am.
I've got it all here. I've got megabytes and gigabytes of data on you. What about this one?
Oh, come on, hit me.
You wait until Rachel cleans the bathroom and then you go and have a shave.
Yeah. Like that
and leave
true
your whiskers and your shaving foam
whiskers
everywhere.
My Billy goat
Is this
whiskers
true? You're under oath.
It happens from time to time. I can't time when my shaving pattern happens when the bathroom needs cleaning. It needs to be a schedule for that.
Well, consider your whistle blown. That sounded really
all this
really
evidence
wrong.
You got on me at the moment, I'll be facing like 10 to 15 months in the spare room.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Be no secret that people are really itching to go on holidays and get out of here. Could be going as far as to say they wouldn't even care if it was bad airline food because they're that excited about just trying to get on a plane once again.
Or if it was Adelaide.
Yeah.
They wouldn't care.
Exactly. And speaking of Adelaide, there were plenty of people that wanted to get to Adelaide.
Really?
From Perth, I know. Okay. Apparently this is the thing. They couldn't wait to get over there. Usually a flight from Perth to Adelaide, 2 hours, 50 minutes.
Okay.
Fairly trouble-free. Unfortunately, 100 passengers on this flight from Perth to Adelaide, there was a few things that went wrong. And let's just say it took a little bit longer than expected.
Touching down in Adelaide.
So we finally made it.
More than 20 hours after they first left Perth.
It was a long, long journey. It's like flying to LA.
But these weary travellers are just glad they made it.
Better flight than yesterday, for sure.
An hour after takeoff yesterday, their plane had a mechanical fault.
We felt a bit of a shudder. And then the pilot came on and said, we've lost an engine.
The pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in Kalgoorlie.
We've lost an engine.
It's a weird turn of phrase too, because it's like, oh, can you just have a look around your seats for the engine? It's like, no, an engine's stopped working. Like, you should just tell us how many engines are left. That's what I really want to know.
There's always a manual you get on basically the safety procedures if something happens. I really feel like there should be like a glossary and like a code and index about the severity of what people are saying and what it actually means on a plane. Like, if someone goes to you, we've lost an engine on the plane, you're thinking, oh my God.
Where's the last place you saw it?
Yep, and you're thinking this it couldn't get any worse. If I had a car and the engine was missing, things wouldn't be working out too well, would they?
Yeah, I'm kind of like the type of passenger where I wouldn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
I would rather just be in blissful ignorance. I it's like, what can I do? The pilot comes and goes, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost an engine. Does anyone have any advice on how I can restart it? Because we're flicking through the manual, no ideas. We tried turning it off and on again. It's not helping.
And in their world, is like we've lost an engine, just like, oh no, one of the spark plugs is playing up in the car. Like, what does it equate to in their world? Obviously, it was enough for the plane to get rerouted to Kalgoorlie, and 20 hours later, they finally touched down.
Yeah,
like,
dear.
I feel sorry for these people. They would have probably been waiting for someone to get on a plane once again. They're like, yep, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Mm.
Things not working out too well, but I feel even worse for one particular passenger. Amongst the 100 passengers was a guy by the name of Mouse. That's what they're calling him in the bulletin. And for him, this isn't the first time something like this has happened.
The odds of it happening twice are almost impossible, unless you're Mouse. He was on board Qantas Flight 72 from Singapore, which ran into trouble in 2008.
My head went through the roof on that plane. My friends, I got a lot of texts from them last night saying, we're not getting on the plane with you again.
No, I wouldn't either.
So if you see someone that's, you know, that resembles Mouse on the news and you go, hang on a sec, maybe I want to change my flight.
If you see him on your flight, go, I'm getting off. Let me out. No way.
Luckily, though, they landed the plane. It was all okay. Everyone gave the pilot a huge round of applause after finally getting the job done as well. But this guy Mouse, man, it just keeps happening to him. I'd imagine he'd be like a terrible passenger now in the future. I just imagine even when he gets in a car now, he'd be like Sheldon off the Big Bang Theory when he sees the light come on.
Your check engine light is on.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's an indicator to, you know, check your engine.
It would have been helpful on the airplane, though, I think.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A little outing is always fun, but sometimes it gets spoiled, and this is what happened to Scott Powick and his wife Wendy. They were out on the Gold Coast recently when suddenly something ruined their day.
Right on cue, the mob arrived.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, here they come. There's heaps of them.
It wasn't schoolies.
Okay.
Oh, you're thinking of Gold Coast? It's got to be.
Yeah.
No. It was Eastern Grey Kangaroos because Scott and wife Wendy were out enjoying a day of golf.
Eastern Greys, residents of the Arundel Hills Country Club on the Gold Coast.
I was like, oh, what's going on here? I've got a huge gallery in front of me. And, I just had to wait until they decided that, you know, whatever they were doing just to move on.
Yeah, I mean, it's all you can do, really. I know in other countries they have different types of animal hazards, you know, and over in the US, they've got alligators, as we saw in Happy Gilmore with Chubbs.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
kangaroos kind of feature a lot on golf courses, especially here on the far south coast.
Yep.
Pambula, if you've ever played around there, there's roos hopping around. Catalina, Catalina up in the bay. And I don't know about Maruya Golf Club. You think like Maruya, they would have roos, but I don't know if they have any bouncing around there.
I've played a few golf days where there's been quite a few. I played one at Sanctuary Point, which is not that far from Nowra.
Mm.
We had a bucks party day there, and let me tell you what, it makes you a little bit nervous when you're about to try and tee off and you've just got like a... Yeah, a couple of hundred kilos worth of kangaroo with the big muscles just flexing, just staring at you. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, you can just play through. It's all right.
Just put you off your game. Yeah. Does it count as a hole-in-one if you get it in its pouch? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Run, that's what happens.
Yeah, look, they did have to stop play for a little while to let the mob of roos through, but Scott says otherwise they were pretty well-behaved.
They were quiet, they didn't throw anything, and there was certainly no yelling out, get in the hole, which is always a pleasure.
And, yeah, you are pretty much... at the mercy of the roos. As Wendy points out, you know, they are in control of the course when they're in such large numbers. And they're big animals as well.
They've got control of this course. This is their home and we have to work around them, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, when it comes to having to wait to tee off because there's a big critter being a nuisance on the course, I prefer the roos over this guy.
A 350-yard bomb. And I went even longer on the Tigers tonight.
That's great, Shark. Can you just get out of the way, please? Do your betting elsewhere.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.